is 8:09 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Morning. 66 degrees right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. We want to say hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. We always enjoy getting a chance to catch up with our schools to see what's going on campus. And today we're going to catch up with York Prep Academy right now. In our 8:30 half hour, we're going to catch up with Riverview schools. So it's a great opportunity to kind of catch up with these charter schools. We have Ryan Bridges joining us. He is the York Prep Middle School principal. And good morning to you, Ryan.
Good morning, Lucas. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Let's explain again the difference between a charter school, which York Prep Academy is, and maybe a public school district or a private school that people can also choose to send their kids to.
Sure. So traditional public schools are not unlike free public charter schools. We're a free public charter school. That means that anyone can enroll to go to our school. One of the differences is in a traditional public school, when they get too big, they can build other schools and do bonds and things like that, and we don't have the ability to do that. So when we get full, like we are, we have wait lists that we put people on, but we do a lottery every single year. From the school side of it, we have specific goals in our charter with the state that we'll meet from year to year, which is for us, we provide a college prep education. We want all of our kids to have the opportunity to go to a 2 or 4 year college when they graduate, which isn't unlike traditional public schools as well. But what we try and do is focus on growing students from our K through 12. Our unique niche in our community is that we offer a K through 12 environment on one campus. We have a 43 acre college campus out off of Eastview Road in Rock Hill. That has an elementary school, a middle school, a high school, and then also a student union building that holds our athletics and our electives for the middle and the high school. So we stay pretty busy.
From K through 12, roughly, what's the student body population right now?
Right now it's about 1670.
Okay.
And that's pretty much about where our cap is about 1670 for this campus, which is why we're going to be building a new campus basically near the Pine Tuck Golf Course off of Mount Holly Road here in the next couple of years.
Kettlesong, correct?
Kettlesong, I believe, yes.
I think we've got an update from that earlier this summer when you guys were updating us. Well, Ryan, the school year has started for York Prep Academy. In terms of how is it going is sort of a double-edged sword to ask school districts right now. Tell us what the protocols are that are in place because of COVID right now regarding quarantining, face coverings, and social distancing. What is that? Because we're starting to see, as we saw last year, school districts, everyone's taking a different approach to it. Some things they have in common, others they don't. So how does it operate at York Prep?
So we really look at the CDC and the DHEC guidelines, and as I've spoken to parents over the first few weeks of school, those have been updated in the past couple of weeks since school started. It started the year with basically them saying, well, the state mandated that we can't require kids, staff, or anyone to wear masks at school. So that was one that we couldn't do for the start of the year. It is something that we do recommend for staff and students to do because we do believe that does keep children safe.
And are kids wearing it? I've also learned from school districts that even though there's not a, quote, a mandate, a majority of students tend to be wearing their mask at some point during the day at school.
Yeah, we do have a good amount of students that are still wearing their masks, and those are good things. One of the things that did change for us over the first couple of weeks of school is the CDC and DHEC actually changed how the quarantine used to be within 6 feet of a student. Last year, over the course of the year, they kind of minimized it down to 3 feet. And then they changed it about a week and a half ago to say if a student is non-masked and tests positive for COVID, then it's basically anyone within 6 feet again. We had basically built all of our seating charts around the 3 feet, so we had to go back this past week and go back and change our seating charts to 6 feet, which for a school like us, it's really good because I know in districts, you know, when you have a lot of schools, like my daughter goes to Rock Hill, it's a great school district, there's a lot of schools. That's a lot of people to communicate those things through. For us, when we get the CDC and the DHEC recommendations, we meet every week for COVID to talk about those things, and then we can go right back into our buildings and make those changes. So it's more of an immediate response, which we've done in the past week, and we have new seating charts that allow for that. Okay. Try and keep the number of students that we have to quarantine down.
So right now there's no mask mandate on York Prep's campus?
No, mask mandate.
Okay. I know some school districts say they are encouraging the mandate and they're not not using state funding. Do you all get some funding from the state, or is it from more from federal government? How does that work?
We get both, but okay. I mean, a good chunk of our funding is from the state. Okay. So we get a little bit more fearful than districts when it comes to defying things because we're just one school. So.
Sure, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, enough of the COVID talk. We're speaking with Ryan Bridges. He is the York Middle School principal, or excuse me, the York Prep Middle School principal. I'm sure I'm not the first person to have done that. Hopefully not.
No,
but the York Prep Middle School principal, we're getting just an update of what's going on in Patriot Country out there. On York Prep's campus. And Ryan, what's going on at your middle school level? What's happening right now? What's on the horizon in the days and months to come?
Well, I mean, we kind of focused on a return to normalcy, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, I think the Delta variant has kind of thrown us a curveball with COVID on the way back into school. But we have really enjoyed having all the students back on campus, you know, just to see the kids come in through the cars and the buses and have everybody back on campus for face-to-face instruction has been amazing. I have never seen a group of teachers that have worked harder to get ready for school and then to be able to build relationships with the students as quickly as we have. Because, you know, we do have a lot of students that, you know, kind of left school in March of 2019 and are now just reentering back into our in-person, you know, face-to-face instruction. And it has been really amazing to see. The kids have all had great attitudes. The teachers have done a great job. It's just been a really great environment for the first few weeks of school, and I know it's going to continue throughout the course of the year for us.
Well, that's great. Again, Ryan Bridges is the York Prep Middle School principal. What's the best part about teaching at the middle school level? Because a lot of people will say middle school is the hardest was the hardest part of their schooling experience.
I think one, it's just getting past the fact that middle schoolers have figured school out, so they don't really want to come. So it's really the challenge of, like, you know, how do you keep the routines going, but also building those relationships with the kids. My most favorite part of middle school just is talking to the kids every single day. You know, I stand out at lunch, I open the door for them, I let them in. We have two lines, and I'm always left-righting them, and we're always picking at each other about that. But you get to see them, like, grow, like, through elementary school into fifth grade, all the way through the middle school. And then you get to send them off to high school. So now when the high schoolers come back, it's, you know, hey, Mr. Bridges, how you doing? You know, you build these relationships for 13 years. So I really am blessed because, you know, there's not another principal around here that can say I see him from kindergarten in the car rider line. I see him all the way to graduation, and I'm sitting on the stage when they walk across. It's a fantastic feeling. Just to be able to build those relationships is amazing.
And they would say it's the benefit of going to York Prep on that one school campus. So you, to your point, you can see them from when they start their school experience until when they end. You mentioned the high school. If you go, of course, if you follow York Prep Academy on social media, you look, your cross-country team is already in action and did very well. They placed first in the Patriot Kettlesong Invitational.
Yeah, like one of the things that's really kind of benefited from going back to full-time face-to-face instruction is just having the sports back this year.
Yeah.
Last year and a half, we didn't have any middle school sports. So right now, we've started middle school sports again. So right now, our girls volleyball team in middle school has started, and they have a match today. Go Patriots. but we're really excited. I mean, I can't tell you how great it was to watch their first matches last week, and they had two games last week, and just to watch them play and just to enjoy seeing sports again from the middle school, and then obviously with our varsity sports and cross country. Getting really excited in the next month or so, they'll start trials for basketball, and basketball is really big at our school.
Yeah.
So very excited to see our middle schoolers, our girls and boys play those, and it brings an added atmosphere to the school. It goes with our, you know, we have spirit days and fun days, but we like to celebrate all of our sports teams, and it's just a wonderful thing to see.
Fantastic. Again, Ryan Bridges is the York Prep Middle School principal. Have a great day today in middle school, Ryan.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having us.
No problem.